Number 9, Fast Country Shuffle. Says this drum is like pattern 8, but with a little extra swing. They're anticipating the third beat in this tune. So one triplet, two triplet, three triplet. It goes 1, 2, okay. So I don't like the 16th note counting. And I'm not sure how to count it with the triplets. You basically, when you count triplets, there's no E and uh thing. And you don't really say one triplet, two triplet. You don't say 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, like that. You almost never hear that. You just say ands, and it's assumed that the and is on the third part of the triplet. All right, just demonstrating a straight feel is 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. A triplet feel is 1, ta, 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 and it's on the third part of the triplet, like I explained already. But that would be assumed, so you would just still say and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Okay, so the counting is 1, 2 and 4 and 1, 2 and 4. Okay, so it's down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up. I'm on an A chord. I don't know why. 3, 4, down, down. This one's pretty easy. This is similar to number 2. All right, let's compare and contrast here. Strum number 2 was 1, 2, and 4, and 1, 2. This strum is 1, 2. It's a little more bouncy. Let me try and mark that difference again. 2 and 3 and 4. This is number 2. And 2 and 3 and 4 and it's a little more bouncy. Okay, now this, they happen to have Wake Up Little Susie as an example, which is a syncopation all unto itself. But just on the D chord at that tempo, it's like okay. So never mind the rest of it, but just get that under your fingers first, like 2, 3, 4. Like Stray Cats or something. But and then there's this syncopation here, which is not the point of this presentation, to walk you through syncopated strumming, but I will give you the example of Wake Up Little Susie and how it's written here. Super slow. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, 2, 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 from Simon and Garfunkel concert in Central Park. I was however old, 12 years old. And I would just play... and I left out the D's in between the F and the G and between the G and the F. So I'm going to rewrite it for you the way I would play it, but that's what's written there. It would be like... I think it's too hard getting the D's. Maybe if I did triads, but that's a different story. You know, but that's a different story than playing open chords. So I'm gonna rewrite that for you the way I would do it. So the way I rewrote it is 1, 2, 3, and chuck, and 2, 3, 4, and 1. Just those two bars looping. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 2, 3, 4. So if you speed it up. Easier to play, and I think a little more realistic.